What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Car Talk with the Sack Boys. I'm your main Sack Boy. I'm Connor. Joining me as usual, I have two schmucks right here. I don't know who let them in my house.
Hey, how's it going, you crazy cool cats? Welcome back to Car Talk with the Sack Boys.
He's been doing this all day.
It's easy to enter someone's house when you break open their window with a rock.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Connor.
I thought I removed all rocks from the premises.
Hold on, I got this. Takes cool guy glasses off, Andrew.
What? Oh, hi. Hey, what's up?
It's like the Super Crown, but with fundamental differences.
Yeah, the difference is nobody's gonna draw a fan out of Andrew that sexy.
Feels bad, man.
That's what you think.
Car Talk with Sack Boys.
Got him. I can't draw.
Neither can I. It's fine, bud.
The best I can do is a stick figure dog.
The best I can do is like when you'd make like a little like wavy V to make birds in the sky.
Yeah.
The best I can do is boxes.
I also still draw all of my sons with happy faces.
What about the clouds?
The clouds are just like, I don't know, clouds.
Neutral faces.
Paint some happy little clouds.
Look, my clouds and my trees look exactly the same, okay? Like...
Oh. It's like, well, literally your trees are just clouds with a stick attached to them.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, like, clouds are a collection of, like, water vapor, and, like, trees are a collection of solid vapor.
Sort of.
Puts head in hands.
Man just legit said solid vapor to me.
This is real life.
This is Requiem.
This is what 2020 has come to.
Indeed. Honestly, I'm not surprised.
At least we didn't have a natural disaster this month.
This month?
I mean, we had 7 in a row. They had to stop at some point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Except for the crazy storm we had like 2 weeks ago, but no one cares.
I mean, I kind of had to care because it cracked my windshield for my car.
It did? It
did? Yes.
The fuck?
Yeah. I think one of the wind.
I don't know any people.
the wind picked up like some of the branches and like I guess it like caused some of them to like crash into my windshield and like scraped and like caused a big crack.
Show security footage of me and Connor and hoodies just taking baseball bats to your windshield.
We're like dressed in like Windex costumes.
We're literally just in black hoodies that just say wind on the back of them.
And we just, like, painted one of the baseball bats brown to match a branch.
Yeah, I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, a super big deal. Our insurance covered it, so...
How big was the crack?
It went from, like, the top, like, middle part of the windshield and, like, went... To the left, like all the way across, past where the steering wheel was.
Well then,
oh,
was it covered underneath Act of God?
Maybe. Maybe
that's my favorite insurance clause.
Is that actually like a? Is that actually
that's an actual thing?
Are you serious?
Yeah, because like that's literally the shit happens clause.
Like, what else are you gonna call something that just breaks because of a natural disaster?
Yeah, I don't know. Natural disaster? Natural causes? I don't know.
My windshield died of natural causes.
So we can't revive it with the Dragon Balls.
That's really funny.
That just reminds me of, like, I think it was, like, Scary Movie 4. It's like, the Elder's having a heart attack brought on by this knife in his dark.
Natural causes.
The natural cause that was this knife.
I can't believe you just grew a knife there.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, Oh my lord.
Can I just say, I'm also glad that kind of like the after storms are over, because we had a massive rainfall yesterday.
Oh god, it was awful.
I won't lie, I didn't even know it was raining. All I saw was lightning out of my window. And I was like, yup, sounds like August.
Sounds like 2020.
Or should I say, sounds like August 17th, 2020, at like, I don't know, 10...
Most of the day.
10 p.m., I don't day. Know.
Between the hours of 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. But that's crazy, because today is August 18th, 2020, 10:18 a.m.
18:18.
Oh my lord. Alright. I have things I want to talk about.
Do you?
Okay.
I have, because I'm a shadow simp.
Uh-huh.
And they revealed the dude.
What dude?
Luardo.
Hey, I kind of
didn't they reveal both dudes?
Yes. I wish they did what Connor said that they would do months ago, but they didn't. Because that'd be a pain in the ass to actually pull off, actually.
What did Connor say months ago?
He said months ago that Luard and Drag Driver would be the same card, just double-sided.
Wait, that would have been so good. Wait a minute.
But then imagine having to just alright, end of turn, flip card back over. Alright. Do the thing, flip over.
See, okay, sure, but I was about to say, well, I mean, you know, Gize was a card, so, like...
But, like, it was your starter.
Why not now? Okay, and...
Yeah.
It still existed, so, like, you know, you could technically still do it.
Dragheart Luard.
Brum, brum, brum. Brum.
Gray 3, 13k with a force marker. He has two act abilities.
Oh.
Ho, ho.
The first one is, kill two of your grade 1 rear guards, draw one, and shoot and kill one of your opponent's rear guards.
That's pretty shallow, Paladin.
The good old 2-for-1.
the good old net. The good old net even.
And then second skill, Ritual 3. Wait.
What?
Hold up.
What?
Once per turn, reduce the counterblast required for this ability by 1 for each of your grade 1 in drop zone. Oh, so no cost.
So cool, so counterblast 1, got it.
Well, original cost is CB3, so no counterblast, and return 2 normal units from your drop zone to your deck. Search 1 drag driver from your deck and put it on top of this card, and at the end of your turn, ride Dragheart from your soul and rest.
So essentially, you stride for free every turn, and you get Drag Driver Luard.
Yeah.
Now, before anything...
Weak Gear Chronicle now, boys.
I mean, like, what else was Luard gonna do? Like, in all honesty, what else was he supposed to do here?
I mean, yeah, that's fair, actually.
Give us Drag Abyss.
Give us Drag Abyss!
Give us what we want!
Well, Drag Driver's like Drag Abyss, but with fundamental differences.
Alright, Lewis, what are those fundamental differences?
Well, he still has a continuous skill, so that's a same. His first... Drag Driver Luard is a grade 3, 13k with a force mark, which means when you pseudo-stride him, you also get a force marker.
You get 3 force marks per turn!
It's like MLB, but with fundamental differences. Okay.
Yeah, just faster Gear Chronicle.
two effects. Continuous Vanguard, and during a turn, this unit gets +5 for each of your grade 1 rear guards. If you have 2 or more grade 3 in your soul, all the original critical of your grade 1 become 2.
So you're playing Force 1, got it.
Yes. And then, Autovan, when placed, Counterblast 1, search the same amount of grade 1s from your deck as the number of Luard in your soul, +1, and then call them to rear guard and shuffle your deck.
+++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++
What a crazy concept.
Why wasn't this just the original Dry Driver skill? That card made me so angry because it looked so cool, but it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so plus.
Yes, we're plussing now. Also, we're a toolbox for grade 1 deck. I literally like have 15 options for grade 1s that aren't the main targets in my little like sheet right here.
Your spreadsheet.
My spreadsheet. My spread cheeks.
It's just like the good old days now.
But I don't know. Do you got any grade 2s that can potentially do anything for this deck?
Wow, thank you for that obvious segue, you fuck.
I don't know, man. I see grade 1s.deck over here, and I'm like, what do the grade 2s do?
I'm glad you asked, random audience participant.
I love you too, random audience participant.
Drag Wizard Morphessa, grade 2, 10k, triple rare. Continuous Rearguard and deck. If your Vanguard has Luard in name, this card gets grade minus 1.
Huh.
And then Auto Rear, after at the end of the battle she attacked, if you have 4 more original grade 1 Rearguards, Cowboss 1 retire herself. Call one Rearguard from your drop zone onto a Rearguard circle.
Aw, she doesn't work with herself.
Yo, if she worked with herself, that'd be pretty disgusting.
Aw, man, come on.
Man, where's Night Sky Eagle?
Wait. Aw, you know what? I just realized why they put also drop zone for that first skill, because then she'd just be able to loop herself with her second skill.
Aw, man, come on. Shadow Paladin, we should be able to loop.
We technically we have a Night Sky Eagle. It's that 5k that said if you have 5 grade 1s, it gets plus 15.
It's not Night Sky Eagle.
It's not Night Sky Eagle.
It's like Night Sky Eagle, but a chick. But a woman.
I know, it's the worst.
not bird then. Immediately minus.
I don't know, I got a lot of women in this deck. I just want a bird.
Well, do you want a man?
Care.
Drag Wizard Leofall. Grade 2, 10k, double R. Vandermeer, one place, Cowboss, one. Search your deck for up to one, grade 1, and call to an empty rearguard.
Cool.
I mean, like, it's Leofall. I had to. He's a whizzy boy.
Yeah.
Cool, it's clear it's sport support.
What? Sure.
Everything is clear it's sword support if you're twint hard enough.
Yeah, like knees.
You know, I won't lie. I forgot about drag. I forgot about drag wizard knees, and I was like, wait, why are you talking about someone's knees? Hello,
drag wizard knees. Grade 1, aka double R. One place on Vanguard Circle. Look at top 7 for either drag heart Luard or Leofall, and add it to your hand. No discard cost.
Of course. Okay.
No, it have a discard cost. It was placed on Vanguard too.
Wait, what?
If you place on rearguard, no, also,
it only place on rearguard also would have a discard cost.
It would totally then. And then,
Well, no, Andrew, it'd have a discard cost because you want to put your grade ones in the drop zone.
Okay, hold on. Connor's onto something.
He's making me feel things. Hold on.
I'm sickened, but curious.
And auto rear when placed by card effect, soul blast one, and your opponent chooses one rearguard to retire.
Oh, hey, set 5 Narukami, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Wonderful weather we're having.
Actually, yeah, it's sunny out for once.
You know, it's good. You know, it feels Clarence Sword Dragon, man. Like, his crit did become the Sentinel crit. But Luard's did.
Yeah, that's how that works.
I'm not gonna lie though, Belial's kind of a chonker, and I love him.
He did get a little bit chonky. He had one too many like mice.
He had one too many draws in the days, and I'm pretty chonky from it.
He ate one too many tank mice.
Who would have thought that pencils can't repel owls?
If anything, it just made the owl more interested.
It's like, color.
Ooh, that thing has a thing I could poke it with later.
It's wearing an aviator hat.
Cute. delicious.
I need an extra leather in my diet.
Yes. But, Lord's dudes, you could make a deck without Demon. That's the best part about this, I think.
Thank God.
But do you still play Swordbreaker?
I mean, like, you could, because you just search her out with, Dry Driver, Leofall.
Play two of it.
Also, like, you can revive it with Morfessa, get a draw in the battle phase.
That's really good.
Doesn't she also get 5k?
No, she gets plus 5 if you play from hand.
I understand.
Ew, that's really good.
So it's not that great, actually.
You know who's not that great, actually?
Who?
Phantom Blaster Overlord!
I forgot he was even in this set. Oh my god.
So did Bushiroad.
I mean, kind of, even though, like, they made that deck consistent with very heavy quotation marks.
They made Mordred consistent.
But, I mean, Mordred was already consistent.
More consistent.
So, Phantom Blaster Overlord, grade 3, 13k with Force Mark. Continuous Van, if you have a PBD in your soul, he gets power plus 10 and critical plus 1 if it's your turn. His original critical becomes 2. Sorry. That's important for Force 2 reasons.
So you're playing Force 1.
Yes. They really want people to play Force 1.
Thank you, I love Force 1.
The only way we can make people play Force 1 is by make everything Force 2.
I mean, they did it with Coral, right? Why can't they do it with everybody else?
Forehead.
He has another skill. On attack, counterblast 1. Retire any number of your dudes. Make your opponent retire the same number of dudes. And then search your deck for a blaster and call it to rearguard. It gets plus 10 until end of turn.
Tactical nuke!
Incoming!
I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a skill.
It is pretty whatever, in my opinion. Because, you don't replenish your field as easy as in the old days with shadows.
Wait, do you choose? Does he choose things to retire? Or did he just flat nuke?
Your opponent chooses.
Looks at Imperial Daughter. Looks at Sea Stamp Otter.
Well, first of all, you're implying that any of those cards are being played.
Huh. I mean, one of them is.
Promise Daughter is being played.
Yeah,
she's a stick and doesn't get retired.
I was mainly referring to Sea Stamp Otter because no one plays that clan.
Looks at Sweeper.
Cries.
Christ.
I was gonna say he uses the cuck alt mile,
but
violence is the last thing they'll kill.
Literally kill everything but the violinist.
So you have to commit the full board just to get the violinist.
I retire 5, you retire 5, and you're like, alright, I'll get like most of my board back for a counterblast next turn.
At that point you committed to it, you deserve it.
You know what? Good on you, man. You did it.
Alright, cool. You have gone minus 5. To do nothing. Great.
That's what I feel about this card, even though he looks cool as shit.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Oh, also, here's how we're making this deck consistent.
Uh-huh.
So, in Damp Hood Dragon is a grade 2 5k. Rare. He has continuous rear guard. If you have a blaster or vanguard, he gets power plus 5.
Okay.
And then, what is it? Act rear guard. Cost soul blast 1 to retire this unit. Search your deck for up to 1 blaster dark. Reveal and put into your hand.
So what? Wait, why is it a 5k?
Oh, you'll understand in a second after I tell you about this other one. Freezing Winds Bendy, grade 1 5k, triple rare. She has one skill. Act of Rearguard, if your Vanguard is Blaster Dark, Soul Blast 1, retire this unit, search for up to 1 PBD from your deck, and write it in stand, and during this turn you cannot activate its activated abilities.
Superior Idol.
All right, Andrew, let me walk you through this real quick.
Okay.
First turn, ride generic grade 1 that isn't Nemen. Call Nemen. Activate Nemen. Call Damphood. Use Damphood's skill. Search Blaster Dark. Pass turn. Take 3 damage. Next turn. Next turn, ride Blaster Dark. Use Nemen. Search out Bendy. Use Bendy. Ride Planet Blaster Dragon. Acquire Imaginary Gift Force. Swing an opponent. Hit nothing. Next turn, take 3 damage to face and cry.
We're not Ezreal boys.
I mean, like, kinda, but, like, Ezreal's still better, in my opinion.
Oh my god, that's really funny. Next turn, take 3 damage, die. Oh my god.
Look at your deck, see all of your triggers at the bottom.
Cries.
Cry.
No, sees them in their stacks of fours.
Sweats heavily.
I'm more impressed than I am angry.
I mean, like, okay, it's a consistency bump, but only if you hard mull for like the Nemen.
So, Lewis.
Yes.
I need to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine a world where someone tries to build a Shadow Paladin deck, and they make it half Phantom Blaster Overlord and half Luard?
No.
How do those halves work?
They don't work. They don't work at all.
But you have two things that search out each of your grade threes.
Yeah, but why would you do that?
You early run on your opponent.
You ride the PBD, so you get Dragheart skill out more.
See? Connor understands me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did that say... No, wait. No, Drag Driver requires Luards, specifically in Zul.
Wait, but doesn't he say 2 grade 3s?
Mm-mm, Luards.
God, this card sucks! No, I'm kidding.
Wait, hold on. Let me read
that. His first skill, if you have two or more grade 3 cards in Zul.
Oh, his first skill. Alright. Now I'm understanding what you said. So you can
turn 1.
So the idea is you have the early game plan of getting onto a Phantom Blaster Overlord, like, very early, and then you just do the... And then at that point, you just do the Luard plan from that on, from that point on.
Let's see. You run 4 Nemen, like, 1 Damp Hood, 1 Blaster Dark, 1 Bendy, 1 PBD. Hey, yeah, you could do it. If any of your pieces end up in the damage zone on that 3 hit I talked about, though, you kind of cry.
See, but Lewis, you have to understand, my dojo does not contain fear. Okay? So, there's absolutely no fear of anything going to the damage zone.
Someone once tried to put up a sign that says fear in Andrew's sign. He replaced the F, so now it just says ear.
there is ear in this dojo.
Because we're always listening out for drag hearts.
I mean, like, you could do that. I mean, you could totally do that. And people will probably try it, but I'm that guy who's like, yo, I like, haha, Wizard Boys go burr.
Honestly, I won't lie. I actually didn't even know what I was fully saying until I made you actually, like, think it out. And I was like, oh, yeah, uh-huh, yep, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, that.
Mm-hmm, yes, that, yes.
Yes.
Just put the PBD engine into Luard, forehead.
Just it's add like a, consistency, forehead.
It'll be like, what, a 10-card engine?
It's not even, honestly. It could be like a 7 or 8-card engine. Depending on how many copies of things you want to run, because you're running 4 Nemens, because you need a hard mull for it.
Yes.
You run, one, like, at least 1 Damp Hood, because you don't want to see him outside that search, because he's never going to go off otherwise. 1 Bendy, because she doesn't do anything outside that one skill.
You see, she's the one that's always going to get damaged.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely she will.
Man.
And, like, one Blaster Dart, because you don't need more than that, and 1 PBD, and that's it. So that's an 8-card... Yeah, it's an 8-card engine.
And then we got 17 triggers.
So that's 25. And then you have... all, literally the rest of your deck to fill out with Luard stuff.
You probably play, like, 4... You play 4 regular Luard. You probably play, like, 3 Drag Hearts?
You can play, like, I don't know, like, two or three of him, because, like, if you Soul Blast him out, and then you can just recycle him with Luard's stride skill.
Okay. You play Leofall, and you play Morphessa.
Oh, yeah. It's coming together.
Do you play Knees?
Knees is pretty good. Because, like, you want to ride Knees and then call the Nemen.
Yeah.
Or better idea, we just play Bronwyn.
I mean, we're playing Bronwyn anyway. I don't know what game you think this is.
Because we need some actual, like, power grade ones to complement Luard's skill.
Oh, I have a list.
Do you actually?
I have a list of things that might that are potential good grade one targets here.
Alrighty.
Alright,
lay it on me.
The one that immediately that jumped to mind and immediately is bought out on TCG player is Black Sage Charon.
Oh, of course. Well,
of course.
Because when Charon's placed, you Soul Blast one counter charge and gets +3.
Well, everybody say it together.
Glad I got my playset. I don't actually have a playset.
Cries.
I used to have a playset.
I used to also. Blue Espada Dragon could find his way into this deck, honestly.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he's a mill 3, and then he gets power.
Wait, that's actually pretty good. Hold on a second.
Do you run Moron Spear?
Oh, absolutely. If you hate your wallet, yes, but if you don't, you don't need him. Like, in my opinion, without any testing so far, like, honestly, he just seems kind of like, one more? Because you want your gray ones to be your beat sticks, and he's just like, hello, I will draw you a card sometimes.
Cool.
Thanks, yeah, got,
fam. Yo, Blaster Javelin. Because he's just one placed, and you can counterblast one draw card and get +3.
Ooh, wait, that's actually pretty good.
Hooray for Javelins!
Javelin!
Yay!
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 One of those intended for cleric promos might be pretty good. It's the one that's like, counterblast one, retire him, look at top 5 of your deck, put any number of grade 1 from among them in the drop zone, and one of your vanguards gets +10.
Wait, that actually sounds pretty good.
Oh yeah.
So you make your already beefy vanguard even beefier.
There's a grade 1 AK in the set that's a common that says all your grade 1s gain, if you have a certain number of grade 1s, they gain an intercept.
Ooh, wait, I like that option.
Just chuck that behind your Vanguard and go.
Basically. Nightmare Painter might come back, because he's when placed, put a grade 1 or less from your drop zone into your soul, and he gets +3.
Ooh. Could work.
This guy who was a common from the first wave was Knight of Old Grudges Malthuth. He's a grade 1 7k, and he says, once per turn, when your rear guard is retired by a card's ability, you may have this unit get +10 until end of turn.
Thanks about it for a second.
I like that.
Thanks about
it. Invest Eagle. It's a grade one AK. When it boosts, if you have another grade 1 or less rear guard, you can have this unit get +5 if you do retire it.
My favorite Stonks Eagle.
let's see. Knight of Machinations, a Bagdo.
Close enough.
He's a Bagdo.
Grade 1 AK, Vanity Rear, when it attacks or boosts, retire one of your grade 1s in another column. He gets +5.
Okay. All right.
There's a, like, a weird cat promo that's gonna come out soon. It's, like, grade 1, 6k, it's called Hermit Mew. Auto rearguard, when your grade 3 or greater vanguard is placed by riding from a grade 3, you Soul Blast 1 to retire this and draw a card.
Huh.
You know, I mean, it does put itself in the drop zone.
Yes. For ritual abilities.
So then you can ride Clary next turn!
Burn. Oh my god.
Man. you have to be up until that point.
Demon World Castle End Fort is grade 1 AK. He has continuous rearguard. If your opponent's damage zone has five cards, this unit gets +20.
Now that sounds like a meme option. I like it.
I mean, like, with Dry Driver on field, he becomes like 28 with 2 critical before boosts.
So what you're saying is, we put 2 copies of Clarisword in the main deck.
Why are you like this? We don't want to bind our grade ones.
Yet. Ah, the old Phantom Blaster Overlord, the old Phantom Blaster Overlord, Dragheart slash Drag Driver slash Claret Sword deck. The old restand on him and then stride into him deck.
The old...
The old this doesn't actually exist deck.
The old that doesn't even make any sense.
The old you're just trying to force everything in one place.
The old... Pibbles. Pibbles need a little suggestion. Ah, yes, I've died many a time to the old people need a little
suggestion. Trademark.
I found the name of the episode.
Just actual nonsense.
No, literally what I hate science. The Pedalito Lisk.
Just name it. Ah, the old PBD DLDLCS. The old.
Hold on, I'm just gonna.
That's so incredibly stupid. I love it.
Well, I'm just gonna pin that for later. So I remember it.
For future Connor. let's see, there's also Dead Armor Dragon, it's a grade 1 5k. When your unit attacks, Soulblast 1, retire it. And until end of turn, the unit that's attacking gains Battle Door. So that can guard 2 or more ones from hand. Let's see, this is Cavalry of Feather Dragon, it's a grade 1 7k promo. Auto Rear Guard, when it attacks or boosts, you may have it get plus 5. If you do, it retires at the end of the battle.
Lewis, how many cards are on your list?
Like 14 or 15. This is the last one, though.
I understood.
Witch of Nostrum, Arianrod. She's grade 1, 6k. Auto rear guard, soul blast 1, and rest here. You give one of your units plus 10 until end of turn.
Huh. And then you immediately call over her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So like, which ones, like really stand out to you, though, that you might actually consider?
Charon immediately stands out to me, but he's, like, $15, and there's, like, 3 listings of him on TCG Player right now.
Feel Shadow Paladin.
Charon stands out. The dude that lets you intercept stands out to me. Knees is kind of just a necessary one. So is Bronwyn. Swordbreakers, you probably want to pick up because it's Swordbreaker. She just pluses, like, straight up. I don't know what you want with me, you fucking animals.
Just play good cards for him.
the Demon Castle is a cheeky, like, one of that I like.
It's like Demon Castle.
The Demon Castle. Demon Castle's cool. Dead Armor might be pretty dope. That Claret Sword promo that I'll misappropriate and use it for Lord.
Oh, wait, Royal Paladin?
Yeah.
Might as well be.
Says the guy who came up with the idea of people lead a least.
Come on, man. It's just a hodgepodge of cultures put into one deck.
Ah. So New York City. The worst kind of deck.
Wait, it's all just paladins? Always has been.
Oops, all paladins. The oops, all paladins deck. But yeah, those are my initial thoughts. I'm gonna test the shit out of this whenever it shows up on area or when I proxy it.
Are you going to test the pedaletus?
I'll give it a shot. Because if I do, because then I can actually throw in blue spotted dragon and be like, not feels bad that I can miss on it every time.
And I will miss on it every time.
God, I swear, if that deck actually, like, feels somewhat not awful, I'll be so surprised.
I will give it a shot. The good old clown college try.
Honk's horn.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I cree every time.
I cree.
You know what? It's worth the science, because you know what? Someone's got to do it, Lewis.
Yeah, and that someone's me. Puts on clown, puts on rainbow afro and squeaky shoes. Yep, there we go. Literally just coming up with that deck idea is the dude putting on the clown makeup me.
I mean, if there's anyone who understands the most about putting on clown makeup, it's yours truly.
So would you say that this is definitely a clown makeup worthy moment?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm excited, though. I like Lewis. It makes a lot of options possible.
Just put on your clown makeup forehead.
Forehead.
I'm glad you're excited, Lewis.
It makes a lot of options possible.
I'm kind of excited to see P. Beatles.
P. Beatle-leedle-leedle.
P. Beatle-leedle. Lewis, I don't want your findings.
Oh, you're getting my findings, whether you like it or not, big boy.
You gave me this idea, now you have to roll.
You're skipping out on child support, Mr. Man.
Never have.
Yeah, that's it for reveals on my end. Unless anyone wants to talk about anything else. For our speak now, forever hold your peace.
There was one Shadow Paladin card that I wanted to talk about. It was another Drag Wizard that they showed off.
Oh, the grade 2 guy that's like, when he attacks, if you have 4 or more grade 1s, rear guards, he gets plus 10 and then counter buffs 1 draw card.
Let's see. Yeah. I like that card.
Dabs. That card's pretty cool. I like that guy. If only he was searchable.
Drag Wizard Abugaleo.
Abugaloo.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Abugaleo.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Abugaleo. What's wrong here? I'm saying Abugaleo, that's his name.
Yeah, and here's the card's name.
Abugaleo?
What's wrong with Abugaleo?
You know what, never mind.
Really good. And his art's really good. He's got a stand.
Yeah, ooh. He does. I like
his stand kind of looks like Energy Claret Sword.
Oh my god.
What's with you and Claret Sword lately?
Like, those promos are really, I really like Claret Sword, okay? I just want Helheim.
Helheim would be fucking dope.
We also got this grade 3 common.
Oh boy. Uh-huh. Oh, don't be this guy. It's in the grade 3 that says on rear guard, counterblast 3, retire all rear guards.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, he says retire all other, Lewis.
Oh, it says all other? I thought he included himself. I'm sorry.
He's a common grade 3 with no force marker.
It says counterblast 3.
I was like, why'd they make this?
No, and then Mike's, I love it, because our friend Mike is like, yo, I can't wait to play this card, and then go Phantom Blaster Diablo on somebody.
That's certainly a game plan.
That's a Counterblast 4 kind of game plan.
That is something you can do, potentially.
That's a winning image if I've ever heard of one.
I guess.
I guess.
So good. Oh my god.
Oh, we also got Acrobat Ferdy. He does the Bronwyn thing, and his condition is if you placed a rear guard due to ability this turn.
That's actually a little harder than I thought it was going to be.
Looks like Bracky, looks like Wonder Boy, looks like Juggernaut Maximum.
Look.
I'm looking, Andrew.
I'm looking.
Look, I thought it was literally just going to be, like, if there is a grade 3 Vanguard.
Okay, rope.
Well, no, we said, if a grade 3 exists.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I said when something was placed, so, like, I was the closest.
See, I thought it was going to be, like, in tandem with Nova, and since Nova cares about having grade 3 rear guards, I thought it was going to be, like, if there is a grade 3 rear guard. Get plus 5.
Period.
Let's see what's in this deck that's gonna call by ability. Wonder Boy, Dexter, Rona, Ronaldo, Bracky, Jugs,
most of the deck.
Look.
Offensive punter.
Offensive punter. Oh, he's dead, though. That boy's dead.
You can play him in the Siegfried build.
Oh, boy! The Siegfried build.
Wait, not offensive punter. That was my boy. He has, like, my favorite art ever.
But he takes himself out of the soul. That's the problem.
Man, it's not fair.
If you could leave him in the soul and still do the thing, yeah, but nah.
Fuck.
But he says when wrote upon, you may call him.
At that point, you might as well just be writing a vanilla.
Yeah, I still want to run him. He's a good card.
You can still run him, Andrew. Nobody's stopping you.
In the Siegfried build.
oh, Siegfried. You know, I won't lie. I won't lie, Connor. I kind of hate Siegfried.
Kinda.
After the 2 months of just playing with him and being like, man, I hate life.
I thought it was just because he never came to your hand when it was time for the write up.
Yeah, that's what I meant. After
Andrew also playing hates with him, his auto ability like... that he makes a PG in his opponent's hand.
Yeah. literally 24/7, just every time. It's not fair, man.
I saw someone like talking about the idea of using Siegfried with Rising Nova to get the most out of what was it, Grandmobile?
Ugh. Oh, that could work.
Christ. So you get the Grandmobile, you copy Siegfried, get the Grandmobile up to like 23, put the Force and Crit on him. He'll restand, so you swing 5 times instead of 4 times.
Ew. That's really good.
That actually sounds a little sweet. Hold on a second.
Oh, wait, no, actually, it doesn't fully work like that. Because you have to commit to the Grandmobile, so you have to skip out on either the Spike Cyclone or Bull Spike.
I think at that point you kind of don't with Bull Spike, because at least with Cyclone you can restand the Grandmobile the last time. Feels bad, man.
In which case you're still getting the 4 swings out.
Yeah, you just wouldn't be able to move your markers.
It's also really intensively counterblast heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Because that takes... Siegfried's a counterblast. Spike Cyclone's a counterblast.
This is a counterblast 4-play if you don't have any Grandmobiles in your soul already.
Yes.
And you know what? I like this counterblast 4-play better than Mike's counterblast 4-play.
I tried my best.
I tried.
An attempt was made.
I tree every T. All right. Well, I think that's it for reveals this week. Unless anybody else has something cool to talk about.
Not that I can think of.
Yeah. The set comes out next Friday.
Does it?
Yes, because next Friday is the 3rd. Wow, August is flying by.
Yeah.
It comes out August 28th, I believe. So next Friday. Everything was spoiled. I just want to say, what the hell, Tetson? Know how to move around your flavor department? Because you put all your flavor department in the Luard stuff?
Yeah.
Like, actually, though? I'm upset about this, even though I'm the one getting all the flavor in the world.
Like, you can't just invite one person to Flavor Town.
You can't just shower me in flavor because I invented you, Tedson.
Don't favor your creator, Tedson. No, I'm sorry, he's Tedsama now. He's Tedsama. In charge.
He's head of R&D.
And flavor.
And flavor.
Well, that's kind of what we expected going into the set anyway. Like, all the other clans are kind of going to get dicked because Shadow Paladin exists and it's going to get all the good stuff.
At least flavor-wise. Man.
Yeah.
So honestly, I think Redora is still the winner of the set. Like, Luard's putting up a good attempt, but, like, looks at Protect Marker, cries heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Oh, even more feels bad. She could cradle marker my stuff, and then I cry really bad.
Yeah. And then we go to Skull Plus Ultra.
I mean, like, how good are the Grey Ones? They're really good. They're really good Grey Ones in Mega Colony. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Like, insanely good.
pulls out, like, 3 copies of Phantom Black.
Cries heavily. Make it stop.
And we're like, wait, the Morphessa, it only counts as a grade 1 on rear guard and in deck, right? It doesn't count as a grade 1 and 2?
No, it's just grade 1.
Okay. So, like,
when she's cradled, she's a grade 2. Because she loses that ability.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. Because you lose all your abilities when you're in the spider cocoon.
Pulls out my grade 3 searcher.
Leave me alone. I did nothing wrong.
I don't know, I gotta give a few things.
Is one of them playing Piddlelies?
I don't know. I'm still thinking, like, Laura's doing pretty good. I'm just seeing a lot in Spikes right now.
Spikes is doing pretty good. Like, man, PBO is, like, so underwhelming.
Like, if anything, the Mordred deck will be better.
Like, Mordred's, like, rubbing his hands and is like, oh, you can find me my Blaster Darks. Get in here.
I was already on the cusp forever.
And now I will no longer be denied.
Lord seems kind of okay.
Yeah. I mean, like,
he's a better core.
It requires testing.
People will definitely play him because, you know.
It's Luard.
Puts on my wizard hat.
Gets I put your on gun. My robe and wizard hat.
And gets my gun. So that people of the internet, please go look up the trailer for Harry Potter Gun or Harry Potter and the Deathly Weapon, because that thing is powerful. And then there's a whole movie of it's literally a re-edit of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, but all the wands are replaced by guns, and it's literally the funniest shit I've seen in weeks.
You should check it out. It's really good.
Yeah. What kind of gun would Luard use?
What's, like, the edgiest gun you can think of?
A Desert Eagle.
There you go. Gold-plated Desert Eagle.
I know. Do you think Morphessa seems like a pistol kind of girl?
Morphessa does seem like, you know, I'm not a grade 1, but Cox gun.
Whereas he goes into dry card, he gets like a fucking he gets a revolver.
Oh lord. No, he gets like the he gets the grenade launcher revolver.
No, that's Mordred.
That is Mordred.
Whereas Clarinsword just gets a shotgun. I'm gonna hit you twice. That's about it.
Dabs.
If I don't kill you with it, you're going to kill me.
That's the name of the game here.
Apparently. What the?
Interesting.
Interesting. There seems to be something sliding across my floor at the moment.
Lewis, tell the ghost to stop wrestling.
Alright.
I was waiting for you to just, like, leave your mic and be like, hey, ghost! Stop it!
Yeah.
Quit it! Get back in my bones!
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. It just the whole randomly ghost in your bones happened thing? When we were talking about Persona 5 one day.
Yeah?
And then it just kind of stuck.
I thought like Peter mentioned it at one point in reference to like what like old timey doctors would give you medication for.
You got ghosts in your bones.
Something like that.
Are you ghosting, son?
Yes.
Pulls out thermos.
He turns invisible on Discord. I'm going ghost.
Oh jeez. Alright. Y'all been playing some video games lately?
My life is a continual downward spiral while I play Toontown Rewritten.
I thought you were going to say World of Warcraft again.
No. No, that game sucks.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. That game sucks.
Until it doesn't.
Yeah. I haven't been playing that many a video game. But I have been watching Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
How's that been going?
I started watching season 2. Because it's been like years and some change since I've watched season 2 in its full.
Alright.
I'm just like, man, fuck Cyrus.
You know, I was curious about that. So what is it about Cyrus that that made you say that?
He doesn't do anything.
Okay.
All he does is that bitch to Jaden, and anytime Jaden gets anything resembling another friend, Cyrus goes into catty bitch mode.
Damn.
That's, and I'm just like, buddy. My guy.
That's a mood.
I don't care that your brother doesn't love you.
The whole world doesn't care. Because your brother's better than you in, like, every way, shape, and form.
You know who else is a better version of this backstory? The Chaz. Like, actually, Chaz's entire thing is that his brothers put unrealistic expectations on him and hate him. And I'm just like, man, Chaz is an actually good character. I just want to Chaz it up at some point.
I do like Chaz a lot because of his connection to the Ojamas.
He is the only reason Ojamas do exist.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because deep down, Chaz just wants to be a drag queen?
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Have you heard, like, fucking Chaz's poem to Alexis?
No.
In one filler episode, Chaz wrote a poem to Alexis involving Ojamas.
Oh god.
Oh no.
Oh no.
How to get immediately turned down.
No, how to immediately make panties disappear by Chaz.
Oh my god, please.
By Chaz Princeton. My love for you is like an Ojama.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I like you more than the Bahamas.
What the fuck?
And even possibly pajamas.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Every woman in the audience swooned.
Yeah, sure. Is that what he calls it?
Is that what that was? Are you sure they just didn't faint from pure ugliness?
No, Alexis ignored him.
I too would also.
Probably better for him in the long run.
Maybe.
And then I forgot Alexis's brother is played by Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait.
Yeah, Alexis's brother has the same voice actor as Sonic, and I'm like, every time I hear him speak, all I can think is way past cool.
Huh.
Well then. Shit. I'm still watching. I'm rewatching the Vanguard anime with Hope.
Are you guys still in Link Joker?
Yes. That's a very long season, Connor.
Understandable. Plus deepening.
We just watched Ren solo retake Fukuhara High School.
Like a Chad?
Like a fucking Chad.
Did he do the thing where he spreads his deco?
Oh yeah, he did. I laughed every time.
Disney also do a thing where, like, he spreads his deck along his arm.
No, Corrin did that.
And, like, it's not nearly as cool.
It's not nearly as cool as just, like, the full, like, accordion out Blaster Dark Revenger. And they're like, whoa! He has all copies of Blaster Dark Revenger out there! He has all of them?!
All of them?
I'm like, yeah, wow. What the fuck? What?
He has a lot of deck money.
That's a trial deck card. Wow.
He has a lot of money.
He built a building to play card games in. Of course he has the money for this.
He spent $60.
That's more than I make in my allowance.
And they're all max rarity, too.
Oh my god. Of course they would be. With like the shitty, with like the shitty old school SPs.
I think Ren's the only character in the anime that mechs rarity stick.
It's he also like, you know, like in Naruto where like Naruto gives the kunai up his sleeve with like the mechanism.
Yes.
Ren also does that, but with his deck box. I'm like, Ren, that's very not safe.
You know, sometimes you just gotta pull something out.
Sometimes you just gotta whip out your Blaster Dark.
Your BD.
Your BDR.
Pull out a DDR playmat.
Ren would be good at DDR, somehow.
Randomly. Like, if you just... Like, if one day we just found Ren in an arcade playing DDR, I'd believe it.
I'd believe it. Man randomly just takes naps with stray cats.
Man doesn't know how doors work.
He doesn't know how most of the whole world works.
But he's good at DDR.
But fuck if he isn't, like, Batman wealthy.
Yeah, like... Isn't Kai also really wealthy?
I think Kai has, like, a certain amount of money, but, like...
Not Ren money.
Not Ren money. Like, his parents left him a bit of an inheritance, but, like, you know, he's also, an emancipated child because he didn't want to live with his uncle.
How would we tier, like, the Vanguard characters in terms of wealth?
At the top is Ren.
Is Takedo at the second?
Takuto is definitely at the... You know, I think Takuto and Ren might be tied because Takuto owns a multi-million dollar organization that's also global.
Globally!
Those guys are bad in the scene. I fucking hate them so much.
And then we got, like, Esika.
Esika's pretty... I think Esika's probably richer than Ren because she has an actual franchise and Ren is just like, I have a building.
A single building.
In a high school.
Well, then actually, I think Ren would be less, like, wealthy than Takedo.
Yeah, he's like... I'd probably go, like, Takedo, then Esika, then Ren.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And at the very bottom is Kamuri Katsuragi.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Esika might be richer than Takedo because she's got other enterprises. Like, she's an actor, she's a model.
Yes, but... Takedo is also the manager for a very successful idol troupe.
This is true. How much do you think Ultra Rare gets paid?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know, actually.
Like, when do they stop being a thing, also? Because, like, they aren't a thing in G anymore.
Well, they weren't officially, like, a group in, like, Legion, right?
Like, I don't think they were, because, like, Corrin was like, I gotta protect Aichi on the moon. But they showed up in the Neon Messiah movie, though.
Okay. How long is it in between the Neon Messiah movie and the start of G?
A couple of years.
There. They passed their peak in those couple of years.
Which is super weird, because, like, Legion's like, they have all gone back to their normal lives and will know nothing of what happened here. And then they show back up in the movie as Ultra Rare again. I'm like...
Okay.
Alright. Wasn't this a thing that, like, Corrin was gone forever? No? Alright.
And when do you think the rise of Lummi Labyrinth was?
Probably a year before G, if I had to say anything. They're relatively new.
I want to say mid-G.
Yeah,
it seems about right. When I started gaining fame, but that didn't become, like, kick-off until Stride Gate.
Yeah. And then they got kidnapped and put into the moon.
Damn it.
And then she was brainwashed into using a bad stride.
Then she lost.
And then she lost because Pale Moon was better than Pale Moon sucked compared to Grand Blue.
Grand Blue was literally the apex predator of its time. Or one of them.
Like, literally, Om could have misplayed extremely hard at any point in that match and still would have won.
Because that was, like, the point of, like, three Apex Predators, right?
Yeah, that was the triangle format time. It was Crotojet, It was Night Rose, and then it was Sanguard.
Man, that team had two Apex Predators on it, no matter.
Yeah.
No wonder they won.
I mean, it also didn't help that all the Zodiac Time Beasts in the fucking Deus Ex Machina deck were all basically vanillas.
Because they were the trial deck cards.
They're from the trial deck. They have to be banned.
Well, during G, that was the case.
Oh, yeah.
Trial deck cards were really good in G.
I mean, they started being good, like, after that one. I think the Shiranui deck was like, yo, this deck's actually pretty bonkers.
We got it.
All we had to do was make a mechanic that made Connor so upset with Peter that he'll never forgive him, even after years.
The scars haven't healed.
Stop taking my units and killing them.
Let me do that.
Let me do that.
Only I could do that.
And then, what came in the Messiah trial deck that was good? Aside from Neo Alter Ego.
Dunamis was in that one.
Say no more.
We had a crit that was a space shark that I really wanted to run but had no reason to.
Damn it.
There was a bad stride in that one. Oh, we got Light That Seals the Tear Lady Healer, the Lady Healer G Guard.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good. It's like, oh, your Messiah gains ton of shields.
The instant they put G Guards in trial decks when they started getting good.
Yeah, so the Shiranui one, I think, was the first one.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be getting more trial decks when Overdress actually happens.
When we get more information on Overdress in, like, December.
Show me the not Tachikaze unit, because they won't give that clan to a main character.
Make Tachikaze the main clan.
Please.
Do it. Make Narukami the main clan.
Make Naoki the main character of the franchise.
Replace Aichi with Naoki, you cowards.
Just please get it over with.
Replace Aichi with Shingo.
No.
Actually, the opposite of that.
No. Whatever the opposite of that is, do that.
Replace Aichi.
Well, the opposite of that is using Naoki.
Replace Aichi Sendo with Kazumi Onimaru.
See, I'd be okay with that. I actually like Kazumi.
I like Kazumi a little bit.
Replace Misaki with Verno.
I'd be okay with that.
Just make an anime about Team Diff Rider.
Make like a 3-episode OVA.
Make it like, yeah, 3-hour-long episodes about Team Diff Rider, because it did not seem like... It looked like Cosby did not give a shit about Miguel being hit by a car. I'm not gonna lie.
Make Miguel an actual character.
And then kill him.
And then get it over with.
Like, kill him, but make me care first.
Yeah, like, don't be like, hell man, Tokov. Maybe next time we go on a date, we can hold hands?
Without protection?
Without my gloves. And then it just gets easier off screen. The sound of a car screeching. And just like.
It takes his gloves off.
I hated that so much. Like, did this guy get hit by a car? And then just like next episode, like, I can't believe Miguel died in a car crash. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I was joking.
You fucking off screen the shit out of this man you introduced an episode ago.
You give Toka character motivation by making her fall in love with a dude and then kill him off immediately? That's fucked up.
I hope this doesn't last the entire season.
It did.
Fuck.
Literally her whole character motivation to go back to Japan. I must bring honor to my dead boyfriend. You had a boyfriend? We went on one date.
We held hands.
With or without gloves? With gloves.
With gloves. You think, Toka, you might be getting a little bit attached a little bit too fast there.
Seriously.
when you have actual peak male performance and a she on your team.
That boy is... he deserves it.
Probably ended up with Kumi.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not a bad runner-up. Oh boy, but I think that'll do it for us this week. Join us next week when we still continue to dodge the Bleach discussion.
It always happens.
Every time.
It always happens.
All the time and forever.
Barring on his Loris Espada. Dab.
Wrong.